And you're about to hear the Bathrob Spears Broadsides show of September 28th, 2023. Largely a flashback, in fact, almost entirely, except for these few announcements at the beginning, which I'm about to give you now. Really, all I've got to say is there's a protest coming up day after tomorrow, which would be the 30th, against the war in Ukraine, for which I mean not just the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, but more important, the fueling of this conflict by NATO and the U.S., and urging U.S. to get the hell out of there, stop funding a proxy war on the edge of Russia, which is actually throwing missiles into Russia. And that's going to be at the town clock, starting at noon, going until 3 on Saturday the 30th. So check it out. I will likely be there, sort of stalking about with an audio recorder. Then on next day, I'm going to be playing an interview I did with Dylan Werner Christ, who is a ACLU investigator up in San Francisco, who also came down to kind of help out with the Benchlands, although the ACLU's lawsuit, if ever was one, never quite materialized. The ACLU did help put together a lawsuit with the Coalition on Homelessness up in San Francisco, which got them an injunction supposedly stopping the sweeps, but of course simply changed the names of the sweeps, calling them cleanups, and proceeded to continue seizing property, displacing people. Apparently, all this according to the coalition's volunteers who have been documenting this, and which I have not read the reports of. I've just gotten the final sort of arguments by the attorneys who are arguing this case in court. And indeed, there were court hearings where the ACLU and the coalition sought stronger protections, an actual special master they wanted to see appointed to make sure that the police were actually offering, or the social service workers, who apparently are just as bad as the police in some respects, offering shelter that was available, and not just kind of vague statements about shelter. Are you interested in shelter? And then coming back, and also not allowing the ACLU investigator to come in close enough to hear what the actual discussions, what was really being offered to the people who are being told to move. And of course, the whole purpose of the city, understandably, the city government, is to, at least while appearing to be helping the homeless, and maybe even helping some of them, the real objective, it seems to me, is to get them off the streets. And so appease the paranoia, the fears, the repugnance of the middle class, the tourists, the residents who just want to get back to a fantasy of how it all used to be when the homeless were driven out of sight. And that, of course, is not so easy for the city of San Francisco, or the city of Santa Cruz, for that matter, to do, given the Martin versus Boise decision. Even though that had to do with a particular law in a particular place, and San Francisco has no such law, although Santa Cruz does, and there has been no lawsuit taken against the sleeping ban, which is what I still call Municipal Code 6.36 in Santa Cruz, even though the word sleeping does not really appear in the same way that it did in the earlier Municipal Code 6.36, where sleeping itself was banned between the hours of 11 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. Now it's just a whole series of restrictions are imposed on homeless people, and crimes are alleged if they if they're service resistant, I guess is the word, if they are refusing shelter or not in shelter. And actually, you don't even have to refuse shelter in Santa Cruz to get hauled in under this law, though, frankly, and candidly, full disclosure, I'm not aware that anyone has been cited under this law, though I've heard certainly people being taken to jail for being in a campsite and refusing to move. as Cooper D'Angelo and Russell have been, as you may have heard in prior shows. Anyway, more of this on Sunday. Thursday is my day of rest, so to speak, or perhaps should be. That's been what's advised me by those concerned about my health. So what you're going to hear now is this February 13th flashback. And it involves some clips from the street, from the Society for Artistic Freedom and Expression, SAFE, as we called it. It's 1 year celebration in front of New Leaf Market downtown, where every Wednesday we went out, or they went out, actually, the musicians, and sometimes I would set up a huff table, and we would serve food, and we would essentially reclaim that part of the sidewalk for a couple of hours, where it was actually technically illegal to be, because there was no way to be 14 feet from a building, 14 feet from a fence, 14 feet from the curb. It's still illegal to be there, according to the current law. It's Ordinance 9-point-something at the moment. I'd have to go check it out. Anyway, you'll get to hear some discussion of CSO, Santa Cruz CSO police officer Pam Bechtel's depredations down there. You'll hear you'll hear this SAFE kind of celebration, some music, Joe Williams, Robert, etc., Umbrella Man Robert, another Robert, and some folks who are just kind of wandering by and getting interviewed. John, the UCSC anti-war activist. Bob LaMonica calls in, and the main kind of point of the show, one of the reasons I'm playing it is it has an interview with former Mayor Don Lane, whom I called Gon Lame because of his failure to push for civil rights for homeless people in spite of what I took as his promises to do so early on. And that Lane and I have continued to have an adversarial relationship in some ways, although we're pretty mellow with each other in this exchange. You might find it interesting. Their call-ins. The issue is not the sleeping ban, but a thing called the Santa Cruz Coast Hotel, which was one of those development projects that Lane and Rotkin and others supported and that a lot of us opposed, and I did as well. It was up near where the Clearview Court used to be before it was the rent control there was destroyed, and we talk a bit about that. Anyway, it's about an hour or more is taken up with Lane and me and also callers calling in, and the rest of it is, a lot of it is the SAFE events at its one-year anniversary. So enjoy it if you can. Go to the anti-war rally is my suggestion for getting something, at least in a token way, marked that you want to see this war end. And look for ways to do it. We don't know the ways to do it, of course. We never do when we set out on this journey. But it's pretty serious stuff. I kind of dissociated from my feelings on this, so I can't really... I really should be screaming about it, and I don't feel like screaming. I just feel kind of numb, and that's perhaps part of the sickness. Anyway, that's 12 to 3 on Saturday, the 30th, at the town clock. You can munch food, and I will no doubt be out there, as I said before, interviewing. So if you run across me, I may try to get you to give some thoughts. If you're a supporter of the war, come as well. Educate us as to why we should be supporting a war that's moving us closer and closer to Armageddon, and in what is essentially, frankly, a Russian sphere of influence. Russian imperialists, though they are, it's seems like the NATO and U.S. war hawks are doing a lot of meddling and pushing the envelope in ways that we saw almost ended in disaster in the Cuban Missile Crisis back in 1962 for those of us with long beards and long memories. Anyway, February 13th, 2005, here it comes. There are a few cuts in it because I had some computer problems in the studio. We had a studio in those days, so don't try to call in, or at least if you decide you want to try calling in anyway. Don't be shocked when you don't get through. If you have any comments on the show, please call me on the Huff line at 831-423-4833 or 423-HUFF. Have a good listen.